We're holding in the middle of the Shomru. We'll try today Be'etzem to learn Epsanakudo Shirava Kesha Mityona the Yoima for Chanukah. Hayid, we're less than 10 days away. We start to have to have a Chana. Shomru b'nei Yisrael, Shabbos las, Shabbos. These words more or less we learned already. Pshat. We have three more words in this Pasik. L'dayroisam b'ris oilam. L'dayroisam, in Zohar HaKadosh it says, L'dayroisam chosak sif. The word L'dayroisam is written chosak. Al tikre L'dayroisam, it doesn't say L'dayroisam, it says L'dayroisam. The word L'dayroisam is L'dayroisam. As I state in Zohar HaKadosh. Anoyer dikezach. First of all, the Zohar HaKadosh teaches us in the Kuda that Kedusha Shabbos does not only appear in the Zman. Kedusha Shabbos does not only change the Zman of the time of the week, doesn't only change that the day is Shabbos, doesn't only affect the person, it also affects the Mokim. And the truth is that the Pashat Arayah affects the Mokim, because there's such a thing as Kviyas Tchumim. Why is there such a thing as Tchumim? How can you make a Tchum Shabbos? That means, till here expands the Kedusha Shabbos further not. We learned in last week's Sedra, Vayichan es Pnei Ye'er, the touch of Ayichan, the way it says in Svarim HaGadoshim, is from Loshen Chain. He brought a Chain in this city. Where does that Chain come from? From the Kedusha Shabbos. So we see that Shabbos has an Ashpa on the Dira. This is a Shtikl Svasemes in Parshas Noach, that he brings proof from this Zohar HaKadosh that Shabbos not only changes the time and person, it also changes the Mokim. That stems Meredik, if we know that Shabbos is we really enter a different place. We enter Beis Genod of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's not only what we're talking about. We're talking about the Dira of Eid has to take on a new Tzura Shabbos. The Kedusha Shabbos has to come on the Etzem Mokim of a person. The Kedusha Shabbos has to have Ashpa. That lies in the Lidai Reisam. I will say a very sharp word. And it's a very emissive word. Lidai Reisam is the Taich Kipshutai. The Deiroisam for all the Deiris. One has to do with the other. If the Kedusha Shabbos permeates the bias, then it stays the Deiroisam. If the Kedusha Shabbos doesn't permeate the bias, if in the bias is not the Agosh of Kedusha Shabbos, then it doesn't stay for the Deiris afterwards. It can't stay for the Deiris afterwards, the appreciation of Shabbos, if it doesn't have an Ashpa Taka on the Deiroisam. Bris Oilom. What means the words Bris Oilom? The Heiliges Hasemes Taiches Bris Oilom. That it means that you have to see that the Shabbos should have a connection to the days of the week. That means Bris Olam. The Kesher of Shabbos should never go away. You should make sure that it stays in all the days of the week. That's the Taichverta of the Deiroisam, the Taichverta of Bris Olam. What we want to talk about today is a different Inyan in Gansen. There's a Sefer called Tal Eurois Akadmen. The Tal Eures Akadmen is a Sefer on Shabbos, on Hilchis Shabbos, Akadmen, I think it was printed 300 or 400 years ago. In the Akdoma to the Sefer, he talks a little bit about the Pnimius of Shabbos, and he points out a Muiridik Nekuda in the word Bris Olam, and he shows us which other words, Benegeya to Shabbos, are the same gematria as Bris Olam. Some he says, some I will add myself. Some it says in Amendel Shkalova. Yoim Shabbos is 758, the same as Bris Olam. Shabbos Lashem, 758. Shabbosin, 758. Three different Lashonis that it says in the Torah. Four Lashonis, Bris Olam, Shabbosin, Shabbos Lashem, and Yoim Shabbos. All of them add up 758, and all of them add up to Nechoshes. Nechoshes is 758. What does this mean to us? What do these words mean in our Avodas Hashem? What is the connection with these words? Let us try a little bit to explain. There's a Metzia Nifla in a piece of Emre Emes, a Neuridike Metzia in a piece of Emre Emes. We know on the tzitz, there were written two words, Kodesh Lashem. Those were the two words. On what is the tzitz mechaper? The tzitz is mechaper on Azus. On Azus, as I state. Why the tzitz mechaper on Azus? Because the tzitz is on the Metzach. And we know Azus Metzach. We know that Azus has to do with the Metzach. It says a posik, Mitzchacha Nechusha. Your Metzach is Nechusha. It's like a piece of Nechushis, like a piece of copper. That's the Amida of Azus. So the Tzitz was on the Metzach to be Mechaper on Azus. And that's the Gemara in Zvochem, the Toysis, and the Piskei Toysis in Zvochem, that's the Koyach of the Tzitz to Mechaper on Azus. Which two words did it say? Kodesh Lashem. Points out the Emunah Emes, that on Shabbos it also says in the Torah, Kodesh Lashem. So if it says on Shabbos also Kodesh Lashem, so then Shabbos is also Mechaper on Azus. Just like the Tzitz is Mechaper on Azus, Shabbos is also Mechaper on Azus. And Sedova Poshut, the Inyan that Shabbos is Mechaper on Azus. Azus goes Bad Bebad together with Gaiva. Azus is the Midah of Gaius. A person that's an on-off, person that's a shuffle by himself, a nivze by himself, can't be a bal azus. Azus comes from geyus, from being a dal geyo. That's where it comes, the midah of azus. That means that anova causes the tikkun in azus. We all know that Shabbos is the metzias of anova. Shabbos, the avoda of Shabbos, the word Shabbos, the Sasemis teaches us three or four places. It comes from the same lashon as Tashbisu. Just like Tashbisu, there's the Indian of Mashbezayin the Chometz, Shabbos, there's also Ahashbosa. Shabbos, you also have to make Tashbisu. What do you have to be Mashbez Shabbos? You have to be Mashbez the Yeshus in a person, the Gaiva in a person, you have to be Mashbez. And that's what you Mashbez on Shabbos, that's how you get rid of the Midas Azus on Shabbos, that's the Kodesh Lashem. How Neira Va'oyon, if we realize that Nechoshes is Azus, if we realize Nechoshes is Azus, it says so in Chazal many places, that Nechoshes is the Inyan of Azus. The Maral explains it by Richus, but that's the Nekuda that Nechoshes is Meira on the Midah of Azus. If so, we understand that Shabbos shows in four different ways that it has a kesher to the Inyan of Nechoshes. Why? Because Shabbos is the tikkun of the Nechoshes. Shabbos is the mala the Nechoshes into its right place. Of course there is a mokim for Azus. The Azus has to be an Azus de Kedusha. There's a mokim of Azus de Kedusha. It says Az Kanemer in the Mishnah. You have to know how to use that Azus. But that Azus has to be used right. When is the Zman to be misakin that Azus? That Koyach HaTikun of Azus is Shabbos Kedish. That is the remez that Bris Eilom, Yom Shabbos, Shabbos Lashem, Shabbosin, all it up to Necheshes. We know also that there are four metals, Kesef, Zov, Necheshes, and Barzel. And in the Nevuah of the Nil, these four kinds of metal are the four Malchies, being that Yovan is Necheshes. So we know that Yovan is the Midah of Azus. We have another place in the Nil that teaches us that Yovan is the Midas of Azus. We know in the Dmus of the Chayos that was shown in one of the Marais, a Nemer was the Midah of Yovan. And in the Mishnah it says, Az Kan Nemer, a Nemer has the Midah of Azus. So we have proof that Yovan is the Klipa of Azus. Let us see a Dovan Neira that Rab Mendel Shklover shows us in the Torah Agdoisha, Mamish Adovan Neira Admiyot. In the Torah HaKadosh it says in Pasuk, in the beginning of Bereshis, the Torah HaKadosh tells us how the world looked before they came around the world. What did the world look like? The Torah HaKadosh, Va'aretz HaShetayu V'Vayu V'Cheshech HaPnei Sahim. And Chazal Darshan and Toyu V'Vayu V'Cheshech HaPnei Sahim, Darshan and Chazal, that Toyu and Vayu are the first two Malchios, Cheshech Zayavon Shech Shicha Einem Shal Yisrael, and Tehoim, that's Edom. That's what Chazal Dashanos. Zokt Ramendel Shklova. Toyu, Uvoyu, and Cheshech. One Vov only in the three. Even though the Torah HaKadosh says Toyu, Vovoyu, Vachoshech. He leaves out one Vov. It's Begematria in the Cheshech. Toyu, Vovoyu, with Cheshech, Zokt Ramendel Shklova. It's Begematria in the Cheshech. Which means that when you got to the Inyan of Cheshech, together with the first two Malchios, they had the koyach of Nechoshes, and they had that koyach of the Azus of Yovan. We'll say a meir de kevart to prepare ourselves for Chanukah. We know that Pnei Yeshua asks a kasha, Toma Hutra Betzibur. For what reason did we need a Nes? I once saw in a sefer called Pri Chaim, I think the Mechaba, I don't remember his name, the Mechaba was a Talmud from the Rabitzik of Vorke, in that time he lived, and that sefer has two prints. And in one of the prints, there's a few extra lines that isn't in the other one, that's not Ben Imtze. There he talks about this Kasha. And he says, I'm not sure I'm saying it over right, I'm saying from memory what I saw a long time ago. He says, why by Tzibur's Toma Hutra? What does that mean? That means Toma is a Kayach of Toma. Everybody understands that. Toma is a Metzias, Taket, it's Dine Toma. But Toma comes from someplace. It comes from the Toma in the world. Toma is Toma. Thomas Mess, Thomas Sheretz, Thomas Nevela, all come from Dvarim that give out Kayaches HaToma and Debriya. There's Kayaches HaToma and Debriya. Tzibur is very strong. The Kedusha of Tzibur is so strong that the Toma is not shoylit on the Tzibur. That's what Toma Hutra B'Tzibur means. It's only repeated the words exactly what they are. Because it can't be that Toma is shoylit and it's kosher. Then it's not kosher. It means Tzibur has the ability to overcome Toma. Toma isn't shoylit on it. So what it says in that sefer is an hafla dekevot. That's true. It's 100% true. But when a Toma has azus, then nothing, then doesn't, is not afraid of anybody. A Toma with Azus is not afraid of Tzibur either. And therefore, when it comes to Yavon, which is the greatest Koyach in the Gewisse Zinnen of Toma, it's the Koyach of Azus, that Azus is not afraid of Tzibur also. And therefore, Toma is not Hutra by this Toma. That's why we needed an S. Adobo Niflo in Agosha, in Aveda, that the reason why we needed an S, because the Koyach of Yavon, that Koyach of Azus is so strong, that Koyach of Azus overcomes. And that's Yavon. Yavon is the Koyach of Nechoshes. And we understand now why Yavon was so busy being Gezer on Shabbos. If Shabbos, we understand that Shabbos is a Bris Olam, and Shabbos is the Koyach of the opposite. Shabbos is the Koyach of the opposite of Azus. It's the Tikkun of Nechoshes. And we learned the four Ramazim that Shabbos is the Tikkun of Nechoshes. So Shabbos is the opposite of Yavon. Because Shabbos is the koyach to overcome Yavon. Because Shabbos is the koyach of Azus. Of the Azus, the Kedusha. Of being Malah, the Azus. It's Kedai to see another Neuridike Remez that it says in Amen Lushkelova. A Neuridike Remez of Gematria, which will show us more. If Choshech is Azus, if Choshech is Yavon, then we understand that Chashchus, the greatest darkness, is Azus. The greatest darkness is Azus. Why? It's a Dover Poshet. It's a Mamash Dover Poshet. A person who's not about Azus, you can show him the truth. You can show him the light. A person who has Azus is not Mekabel from anybody. That's what Midas Azus means. Midas Azus means nobody's going to tell me what to do, nobody's going to show me differently, and the way I am, I'm going to stay. There's no greater darkness than that, because he can't bring enlightenment to such a person. He can't enlighten a person that's about Azus. That is the reason, that's why Yovan is Cheshech, because Cheshech causes the Metzius of Heder Er, or better said, not Heder Er, nor a Metzius of Cheshech, which can't be permeated by any light. Why? Because that's the koyach of darkness that you're not accepting it from anybody. That's the inyan of Abal Azus. If we overcame it, so we brought in an Ur that was able to overcome this Cheshech. An Ur has in it three koyches. You have a Ner, an Ur, and an Esh. The Ur is the light, but the light comes from a fire. The Ur is not the fire. The Ur is the light that comes out of the fire. The Eish is the fire which gives out the Ur. The Ner is what holds the fire. So you have three things that give out, that come together to give out light. The Ner, the Keli, the Eish that you make in the Keli, and then that gives out Ur. Zoktra Mendel Shklova. Ur, Ner, and Eish are begemati in the Cheshes. He doesn't say it in this context of Yavon. I don't exactly understand this Kabbalah, what he says, with the context, what he's talking about. But we could use it for us. It's a half of a fella. This is the Ner from Chanukah. The Ner from Chanukah that holds in it Eish and gives out Ur. takes away that chashchus. What's the chashchus? The nechoshes. Yovon, azus, nechoshes. You have to take a lechtikite that has the ability to overcome it. That's the ner of Hanukkah. The ner which holds in it the eish and gives out the ur. That is the koyach against that nechoshes, against that midas ha'azus. That is that nekuda. Let's go back to where we are learning now. So we are talking now about Bris Olam, and we saw the nekuda that Bris Olam has a nekuda that has the same gematria as nechoshes, and we spoke that Shabbos we can have anova, and we can have the bittul, and we can be mashbis all the yeshus, and we have the ability to overcome the others, the tuma, and we can have the others, the kedusha. That's what we learned in Bris Olam. Let us see what other mitzvahs in the Torah Akedosha it says Bris Olam. The only other place in the Torah that says Bris Olam is also by Shabbos, by Lechem Aponim. And Dovah Pele, in Gantz Torah, it doesn't say again Bris Olam. Except, as an exception. It says by Bris Melach, it says Bris Kuhn, Asoilom, it doesn't say Bris Oilom. By Melach, it doesn't say Bris Oilom, it says Bris Kuhn, Asoilom. By the Keshes, it says Bris Oilom. By the Keshes, in Parshas Noach, it says Bris Oilom. But not by a mitzvah. That's a dovered study. The Keshes, maybe we can explain soon. But let's go away from the Keshes. We know that the only mitzvah on the Torah that says Bris Oilom is only by Shabbos, here by Shabbos, and again in Parshas Emor by the Inyan of Lechem Apon. Akaponim, those are the two mitzvahs that are Bris Olam. What means Bris Olam? Bris Olam means the following. A person is made up of Gashmias and Ruchnias. Person has to see that the Gashmias and Ruchnias are Mekasha themselves. Get together. The Gashmias and the Ruchnias have to become together. That's the avoid of a person. Shemayim, Eretz. The guf is Eretz, the neshama is Shemayim. As the Sasemis points out, HaShemayim is Begamatri in neshama. The person has in himself a neshama, Shemayim, Chelik al-Kei, Mishemayim. The person has himself a Chelik al-Oretz, Ofa min Adoma. The person has to connect Shemayim and Eretz. The person has to connect these two things together and make them one. That is Avodah. There are two things that bring this connection. Bris Olam is the taich that it connects the world. Bris, we said many times that it says in Balatanya, in Likutei Torah, that when you made a bris in the Torah, you took an animal, you split the animal, and you put it two halves, and that's how you made a bris. Why do you have to do that? So the Tanya, that a bris means two halves that come together to make one. Not two single things that come together. Then it's not a bris. Bris is two halves. The two halves connect. If the two halves connect, then it becomes a bris. So a bris is two halves, not two holes that make a bris. Two halves which make one. That's the touch of a bris. A guf is a half, a neshama is a half. There is not whole, the person is not whole with the neshama without a guf, with the guf without a neshama. When a person connects the two, that's when he's making a bris of the world. The world composes of Shemayim and Eretz. Bereshis bara lekim et haShemayim v'et haAretz. The Rebbeinu Shem created the world from Shemayim and Eretz. Your avodah is to put together that Shemayim and Eretz, to connect them. Then the oilom becomes a full oilom. There are two mitzvahs that have the koyach to connect Shemayim and Eretz. One mitzvah is Shabbos Kedesh. Shabbos has the koyach to connect Shemayim and Eretz. Ki beka Hashem tzur oilomim. The Rebbeinu Shem created the world with Yud-Kei. Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba. Shemayim and Eretz. Shemayim and Eretz is Yud-Kei. Ki beka Hashem tzur olamim. Shemayim va-Eretz is 687. With Yud-Kei, Shabbos. As I state in Heiliger Arizal. Shemayim va-Eretz is 687. Here to it, Yud-Kei is 702. That is the Avodah of Shabbos. The Avodah of Shabbos is taking Shemayim and Eretz and connecting them, and with that becomes the Yud-Kei, and with that becomes Shabbos. That's the Nekuda of Shabbos Kedesh. So that's why Shabbos is called a Bris Olam. It connects the Olam, it connects the Shabbos and the Shemayim and Eretz, and it makes them into one. The same is true in Bris Milah. Bris Mila is in the Guf. What's the tachlis of Bris Mila? That the Guf should be able to connect to the Neshama. If not for the Bris Mila, the Guf would be an Oral, the Guf would be Mitumtim, it wouldn't be able to accept Kedusha. He wouldn't be able to accept that the Neshama should be able to be Meir in the Guf. That's the Taichan Orla. It doesn't let in the Ur of the Neshama to be Meir in the Guf. You take the two, you take the Neshama and the Guf, and you want to be, take them together. Bris Mila gives the Koyach to make the Neshama and the Guf together. That's the Koyach of Bris Mila, to take the Neshama and the Guf and to make them together. That's the two Koyches. And if one sees that if he takes the word Bris Mila on Ayud in Mila, which is a Remez in Arizal, that you can write Bris Mila on Ayud, so Bris Mila on Ayud is again Tofresh Pei Zayin. It's the same Tofresh Pei Zayin as Shamayim and Eretz. That's the Nekuda that lies in Bris Mila. The same Bris Olam is the two mitzvahs are the same Bris Olam, the connection of these two. How does a person get to this Avodah of Bris Olam? What is the Achana that a person needs to get to this Avodah? Let us see Edova Nifla, that Ramendel Shklova is Megalos, another Gematria in Necheshes. The Gematrias of Necheshes that there are in the Sefer Ramendel Shklova are endless. Let us take another Gematria. Tshuva is 713, plus Odom is 45, together is Necheshes. As I state in Ramendel Shklova, Tshuva plus Odom is Necheshes. And he says, Bris Olam equals to Tshuva plus Adam. It's Adava Poshut Admi Oid, what this means. Adam, why the Adam? We spoke many times. Adam is Ma. The Midah of Adam is the Midah of Bittul. That's the Midah of Adam. Adam is called Ofer Men Adama, to remember that you're Ofer, Anoichi Ofer Ve'efer of Avraham Avinu. Adam is Ma. That's in the Kuda of Moshe Rabbeinu Ve'nachnu Ma. Adam refers to the Midah of Anova. That's why Adam is Rosh Tevis, Avram, David, Moshe, the three Anovim in Klal Yisrael. Avram who said Anoichi Ofer Ve'efer, David who said Talas Ve'le'ish, Moshe who said Anachni Ma. So Adam refers on the Indian of Bittul. That's the Bittul and Tshuva that a person does for Shabbos, and with that is Misakin the Necheshes. That is everything that we spoke about. Bittul is the opposite of Necheshes. Necheshes is the Indian of Azus, which is the opposite of the Midah of Ma, which is the opposite of the Midah of Bittul. And that's the Avodah of a person, to prepare himself for Shabbos. How do you get to this Bris Olam? You get to the Bris Olam through two Chalakim. Tshuva. Tshuva is the Chelik HaNeshama, which goes back to its Sheirish, and the Bittul of the Guf. That's Tshuva and Adam, Tshuva and Ma. That's the two Chalakim that you have to connect. You have to connect the Guf and the Neshama. With the Chelik HaMa, you mevatel the Guf. With the Chelik HaTshuva, you mesakin the Neshama. So then you connect the Tshuva and the Ma. That's how you get to the Nekuda of Bris Olam. That's a little bit what we understand from what it says in Svarim HaGedoshim, to understand the Nekuda of the Necheshes, what it's Merumet in Bris Olam, to understand a little bit what Bris Olam is, to understand a little bit the connection to our Aveda in preparing ourselves to overcome the Necheshes of Yovan. In every Nitzachain, it says in Ergedal Yovan Parshas, Vayishlach, Nitzachain doesn't mean that I win and I go back home. That's not called Netzachin. Maybe in today's day and age, that's called Netzachin. But that's not true Netzachin. Netzachin means you overrun the enemy, and you capture the enemy, and you overtake the enemy's country. That means Netzachin. You are koilel the enemy. It says in Ergedal Yoa, Hezber Nifla, on a piece of Rebbe Rabbunim of Peshischa. The Rebbe Rabbunim of Peshischa says, Yaakov plus Satan is equal to Israel. So what? What does that mean? Very poshit. Because Yaakov didn't just overcome the Sultan and let him go weiter. Yaakov overcame the Sultan and took it within himself. So that's Yisrael. Yisrael is the Koyach of Yaakov with what he captured the Sultan now. That's the remez that Yisrael is Begematria, Sultan plus Yaakov. Because Netzachin means capturing Yenim. If we captured Yovan, if we could say Hallu Avde Hashem Bele Avde Yovan, means that we took over the Koyach of Azus, and we took that Koyach of Azus into us. We now have that Koyach of Azus. That Koyach of Azus, the Kedusha, we have that Koyach of Azus. And that's our job in the world. Our job in the world is to overcome Azus and Chutzpah Yazgi in the Dair of Ikris and Mashiach means that the greatest Nisoyan of our Dair is the Nisoyan of Azus, and that's a Dover Poshet Admiyat. Some people thought that the internet was a Nisoyan because you could do it between four walls and you don't have Busha anymore because you could do it between four walls. Obviously, Nishtemis, because people could look up the worst things on the internet in the library and everybody could look. Sinishtnar Azam Madrega, that the internet is Bitsina. Okay, the Moya de Kemidis Azus today. A person could do an Aveiro together with somebody else. I'm all excited when a person did an Aveiro, he wanted nobody to know. Today, you take your friends with when you do an Aveiro. You all go together to do an Aveiro. Sapachat de Kevelt. There's no Midis Abusha. Midis Azus is, that's Chuzbe Yazgi. Zoktobe tzadikim. Chutzpah yazgi doesn't only mean bad. You can have azus di kedusha. The koyach of azus di kedusha in our generation is li umiki super. There was a girl that was spoke this Friday night for a class, for her 8th grade. My daughter told me over. A girl that came when she was 4 years old from Baku, from Russia. She lives in Queens. Her mother is a mechalel of Shabbos. Her mother is an anti-frum, but she took her out of public school because public school was very bad, so she sent her to Yiddish school. And today, this girl is 18 years old. She lives at home with a kitchen in her bedroom. She cooks herself, eats herself, and she cooks kosher, and Hashem Erech Shabbos Av Ganson. Where does that come from? Where does such a koyach of gevura come from? Such a azos to go against everything, to go against all odds. That's the azos of chutzpah yazgi of kedusha. You can have chutzpah yazgi of kedusha. Everybody has a blackberry. I'm not going to have. I have azus. I'm not going to beg zech. I'll be a good CFO without a blackberry. I'll be able to run my business without all the schmitschiks and all the technology. Azus di kedusha. Takifus. I'm not going to beg zech for the gas. That's the chutzpah yazgi of the tzadat teif. If we will be misakin the azus, will be zeiche as Mashiach zol kommen. What is the koyach of Mashiach? First comes Eliyahu Anovi Zachor Latev, and then comes Mashiach. Eliyahu Anovi Zachor Latev is begematria tof. Mashiach is begematria nochosh. Together it's necheshes. If we'll be misakin the necheshes, it means zeiche zain, that bekorev biyomeinu, will be zeiche to be as Eliyahu Anovi Zachor Latev, and will be mavasaros bebias ha-Mashiach b'meiro biyomeinu.